Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Welcome back, folks. Here we are, your hosts, Anthony Correo, J.R. Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day jobs as financial advisors with Rochford & Associates. Believe it or not, we are not just radio personalities. We actually do the job that we are advising over the radio on. But I guess can't say that word advising, right? Because that's it's a technical thing. That's a one-on-one, you know, whatever. But we at Rochford & Associates are a fully independent, fourth-generation family practice right here in the greater Phoenix area, hosting Another Money Show to bring you financial news you may not hear on those other networks and stations. We are aware that the last thing you need is Another Money Show, but we appreciate you being here.
And really, you said we have a job? I mean, I thought if you find what you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Well, I mean, someone has to be at the office and working, so I have a job.
That's fair. That's fair. I do enjoy donuts and coffee. That's fair. But, you know, we have to find our strengths. Oversleeping, overeating. I found mine, so I'm glad you found yours. So why don't we do this? You know, another week, you know, current events. We tell people we are a financial show. That is true. But we are not like those other financial shows, as Anthony would say. We, our whole thing, we want you prepared, not scared. Well, how do we do that? We have to point out what's going on in the world. We talk about current events as much as we talk about financial matters. The reason being, we want you proactive, not reactive. We want to make sure you're in a good position if the stock market gets sketchy, if a train derails by your house, if they shoot down a balloon over your home, if there's, you know, if the housing market slows, we want you ready already. So this week, as usual, we have tons of stuff that you may or may not have heard on the local news channels. We're going to get to it. But what we should do, let's get the financial stuff out of the way first. You want to do that? Anthony, you do your part. You do the good cop part about financial stuff.
Yeah, I know Lisa Allen. Shout out to Lisa Allen at 960 The Patriot. Be a huge fan of us getting started with the actual financial portion of it, because I know we get into the news and, you know, sometimes we don't even cover the financial stuff. And, you know, technically we're supposed to be a financial radio show, but here we are. This is a conversation that has come up with a few clients and prospects and people we've talked to over the last couple of weeks. And I want to get into it. RMD, what is that? If you're 73 now or older, probably something you've experienced. But what RMD is, a required minimum distribution. What they're saying is if you have traditional IRA money, this is pre-taxed money, money that's been deferred to retirement, no taxes have ever been paid, anything you put in got a,
Tax deferred, I'm not sure.
A deduction. See, I'm not good with taxes. That's why I don't pay them anymore. So you get a tax deduction for any, just kidding, IRS and all you 87 new agents, 87,000 new agents out there. Totally a joke. I pay my taxes. So it was a tax deduction. You have not paid a single penny of taxes, but when you get to 73 now, which, you know, could be changing in another few years, I think in 10 years, they're going to change it to 75. The IRS wants their share of their money. So let me ask you, if you have a traditional IRA and you have $1 million in it and no other money, no other assets anywhere else, are you a millionaire? The answer is no, you are not, because not all of that money is yours. They're going to take some of it. And it's not that they're taking money from you. And that's a huge misconception with the RMD, is everybody feels like the government's taking away from them. That's not true. They allowed you to grow tax deferred and didn't take any of your taxes. You know, if you're 20 years old and you get a 401k and you grow that 401k, you roll it over into an IRA. Now you're 73. You have 53 years of never paying your taxes on that. Well, the IRS wants their little bit. So if you have $1 million in a traditional IRA, do you have $1 million? No, because some of that is the IRS's and now they're coming for it. But when they're forcing you to take it out, a lot of people think that, again, that they're taking the money from you. They're not. What they're doing is they're forcing you to move tax codes to non-qualified money. And non-qualified money is just like regular checking, savings, the cash you use every day, or, you know, the soon-to-be digital currency that you'll be using every day. All it's saying is it's not in a tax-deferred tax code. They want you to move the money out so it can become taxable. You pay your taxes. Now you're free to do with it however you want. And we've had people ask and say, you know, I was told that I can move my RMD to a church and I don't have to pay taxes on it, or to a charity and not pay taxes on it. And to my understanding, you can make that work. However, you're losing out on that money. Not only is the government not getting theirs, but you're not getting yours. So now all of a sudden you've lost your interest in that IRA too. So I get not wanting to pay the government taxes. I totally understand. But that money isn't yours, and you've agreed for it to not be yours by allowing them to take the deduction and have it tax deferred. Now, you don't have to invest through IRAs. You don't have to invest through 401ks. These are just tax codes. That's totally up to you. So if you don't want to be in that situation, you don't have to be. But a lot of people are, so I want them to understand what it is that that actually means. Is that, Jared, did any of that make sense?
I fell asleep about 17 minutes ago, so I have no idea. RMD. First of all, RMD. Required minimum distribution. You know, it used to be 70 and a half. They used to say you can't touch your IRA money until you're 59 and a half. Then you have to touch your IRA money when you're 70 and a half. I was like, really? Why not 59 or 60? Why not 70 or 71? Because they're important. You know, it was a big, you know, calculation configuration.
Yeah, the lobbyist for the decimal points.
The decimal point lobby is strong. They're strong. They're up there with the pharmaceuticals, you know, the healthcare lobbyists. I get it, gas and oil. And so now at least it's 73. You know, last year it was 72. So it went from 72 to 73. Now, and whatever it is, 10 years, it goes to 75. Couple questions for you. Why? So the government's going to get their taxes. I get that. You know, you should have sat with us years ago. We would have told you about Roth conversions. We would have told you to do a Roth instead of a, you know, deductible IRA. We would have told you to pay down debt, buy hard assets, buy land, you know, life insurance. You can turn pennies into dollars with life insurance. You can do that for protection for your young family. You can do it for generational wealth transfer, inheritance, legacy. You can use life insurance for a lot. You can also use it for your retirement money. So to help you with taxes. But anyway, here nor there. So with this RMD, you know, the country's broke. We kind of agree with that. I'm pretty sure. I don't think anybody left is like, that's news to me. I didn't hear that on ABC channel. So yeah, the country's broke. We're 31 and a half trillion in the hole, and it doesn't seem like we're slowing down. So wouldn't you think to keep the solvency of our country financially, you would move the RMD up instead of 70 and a half, instead of 72, 73, 75, whatever it is today. Wouldn't you think they'd have to move it up, make it like 65? You know,
yeah,
we're broke.
Back makes no sense. And it makes again, zero sense. But it throws off everybody's strategy too, because if you've planned to let this money grow and now all of a sudden they're forcing taxes out of it, that means you have to. For your account to grow, you have to make more than you're withdrawing. But again, you can always reinvest any money that you take out in RMD. It's not like the money disappears. All they're doing is they're taking their cut out of that. And well, I think that's kind of the disconnect.
Yes. And, you know, don't even get me started. This is a financial show, not a political show. I have a feeling I'm going to have to say that 6 or 7 times today. Don't get me started on what they're doing with our tax dollars. All right, I'm playing by the rules. You said you had a choice. I could have done a deductible IRA or a Roth IRA. So I did a deductible, instant gratification. My CPA, enrolled agent, bookkeeper saved me, you know, $800 this year. So now all of a sudden I got a bigger tax bill later. When they take the taxes out, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't they just sending that money to Ukraine?
Yeah, I mean, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I, you know,
I said we got a clip about that. We're going to play later in the show. Or are we going to hop into that now?
Well, I mean, we can gear up for it now if you want. We'll ask our buddy Jim. The
Jim says we'll play it a little bit later.
We'll do it later. I also want to be clear about what Anthony said earlier. I indeed also pay my taxes.
I wasn't going to call you out, Jim. I only call you out for your Wells Fargo account.
Yeah, you've done that the last few weeks, but I do want to, again, be clear. I
everyone on this show pays their taxes. You know who doesn't, though? The Mormon Church. They just got fined from the SEC. Oh, wait, you know, I take that back. That wasn't the IRS. That was the Fed for
fining them. Allegedly.
I don't know about allegedly. It says they fined them $5 million for hiding $32 billion in assets. So,
way to segue from RMD, which is such a boring topic, although we make it exciting, you know, here at Roger Furnace Associates.
Maybe you did. I already hate that I went on that tangent about it, but it was just, it's so important to understand, like, it's not them stealing your money. It was not fully your money to begin with. And that comprehension, I mean, the comprehension of a lot of financial things, I think there's a lot of misconceptions, especially when people talk about 401ks. I have an IRA, I have a Roth IRA. Are these good? Well, you didn't tell me anything. You told me you have investments in a certain tax code. The tax code doesn't tell me what you're invested in. The investments can be good or bad. I don't know. So
the way to handle that is to call us at 623-523-0444. Grab your statements. Let's sit down and look at it. We'll let you know what you have, what your fees are, what your risks are. We'll let you know if you need to take RMD. We'll let you know how to do it. We'll help you with how to figure out the amount you have to take, all that stuff. We can help you. So that's the bottom line. All this boring stuff, if you don't want to deal with it, let us deal with it. I know it's sick and twisted, but we actually enjoy it. So with that said, we do have to get towards, you know, what's going on with your RMD tax dollars. I want to get into that. And I want to finish up what you said about the LDS church. I had a couple of questions about that. So why don't we take a break? Why don't we take a break? And then we'll get into some of that stuff before we get into my conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat wearing action. So reach out to us, team@anothermoneyshow.com, or again, 623-523-0444. And make sure you follow us wherever you find podcasts. Thank you so much for being with us.
This is Another Money Show, except this one's different. This one's actually fun.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice.
Thanks so much for listening to Another Money Show. If you like what you're hearing, make sure to rate our show on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. Thank you for being with us and taking the time out of your weekend or whenever. You know, most of you apparently are driving now. I need to get on this podcast bandwagon. Apparently, a lot of the people that hear us are hearing us at night and weekends, and that is super cool. So, and don't forget, follow our YouTube channel and you get to see our shiny, happy little faces. We're good looking people, aren't we? I mean, as long as you wear dark sunglasses, close your eyes and have a good imagination, we're not bad looking people. So let's jump right back into the LDS church. You can't call them Mormons anymore, right? I mean, it's not Mormons, it's LDS.
I messed that part up.
I don't know. I just don't want to offend anybody. I find it hilarious. You know, I mean, the Baptist Foundation, you remember that one? You know, we've had questions over some of the funds we've looked at with Thrivent. You know, I mean, certainly the Catholic Church has had to pay out to a lot of families a lot of money. So churches that are supposed to be a little bit more holy and a little bit more, I don't know what you call it. I want to be careful here. I don't want to go to hell over this episode, but I do want to point out that sometimes humans are imperfect. Even if they represent a higher power, we have to be careful. So this LDS church thing. So, Anthony, they're saying that they estimate their assets at, what, $100 billion? And they kind of got caught hiding, what,
a third of it. So the funny thing is they got caught hiding a third of it. The fine is $5 million. That's 0.15% of what they got caught hiding. And again, this is a nonprofit, but this is, you know, just like the Catholic Church. I mean, just insane amount of wealth at this church. Well, and they're not, I mean, just because they're in the news right now for being caught, not saying it's this specific religion, because I'd imagine most of them are doing this.
And we have friends and clients that are in that church, and they're wonderful people. And I do not think for a moment that they would ever skim or hide money or do anything wrong. It's just funny. I mean, when you get humans in charge of money, especially big money, it's just funny how things go the way they go.
Organizations get corrupt. The individuals aren't always bad.
Even churches, unfortunately, it's sad to say. And, you know, look around you. I mean, we're definitely in an end time, so it's probably more important than ever to start thinking about being in your church and getting your house in order. I'll just throw that in there without...
Oh, so now we're going to World War III and the political angle of finance?
I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. It's funny. I mean, Russia yesterday is basically, you know, saying we're going to step back a little bit from treaties. What is the Star Treaty? You know, this thing, you know, we talk about the 10 pillars. One of them is geopolitical. North Korea fired off another few rockets over the last couple of days. You know, they don't like us training with Japan. You've got balloons over this country. Some people said, well, what if a balloon goes by that has nuclear, biological, chemical stuff? You know, I've heard that North Korea has satellites positioned over our main power grids in the country. So, you know, geopolitical stuff is definitely, it's got to be on the radar, because you want to see a stock market collapse in a hurry. Go ahead and shoot off a rocket over this country right now. Jim's with
us. Jim, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
For, I know what the answer is, but the audience may not. So let's add further context. What is the Star Treaty?
You tell me. What have you read about it?
I'm asking you. I'm the producer.
Isn't it limiting? It's limiting what they can do with their nuclear capabilities.
Exactly. So Russia has backed out of that, from what I've read in the last couple of days.
Why? Is that a nonverbal threat to us, saying you guys
better
be careful?
That's the question I think a lot of people have. Is that a nonverbal threat?
I don't know that I think it is. I would have said it was during the Cold War era. I would have said years ago it is. Right now, I actually think that they might be, you know, telegraphing what's coming. You know, they're not that far from Alaska. Sarah Palin taught me they're not that, you know, we can see them from Alaska. I'm not positive that they are not getting ready to say you step too far. You've got the commander in chief of this country in Ukraine a couple days ago. Today's in Poland. He's coming back today. By the way, today's the 22nd of February as we record this. We're recording on a Wednesday. Oh, Jim just put up here what it is. Says here, START is a bilateral treaty between the United States and the Soviet Union on the reduction and limitation of strategic offensive arms. The treaty was signed on 31 July 1991 and entered into force on 5 December 94. So basically they were saying the world's playing nice. You know, let's make sure we cap off what kind of nuclear capabilities. Well, they are saying they're going to rip that up. I don't know. I mean, is it an idle threat? I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm not convinced it is. You've got Biden over in Ukraine, and it's insane. They're from what I'm hearing on a few different sources, there were no active bombings. There was nothing going on. Yet they're playing the air raid sirens behind him. Like, look at this important world leader here in Ukraine. But correct me if I'm wrong. You know, I keep being told this is a proxy war. Seems like it's a pretty active war. We're sending money. We're sending, you know, munitions. Now we're talking about giving them tanks. I mean, this is crazy. So I've, you know, Russia and the treaty, I don't know. To me, it scares me.
And it's not just pocket change either. I mean, when I saw that graph, I think I sent you yesterday. I mean, we're like 10 times more than any other country.
Yeah. So how is that not funding their war, whether we're actively boots on the ground or not?
But don't we still have a debt ceiling problem? That still hasn't been resolved. So we're about to default on our debts while we're paying for a proxy war.
Well, let's take a break. And then after the break, let's play a little clip that actually came out of our commander-in-chief's little head. So let's take a break. Make sure you reach out to us, team@anothermoneyshow.com. Give us a call, 623-523-0444, or check out our website, anothermoneyshow.com.
You're listening to Another Money Show. No, that's the name of the show, Another Money Show.
With age comes wisdom and senior discounts. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. As the old saying goes, everything gets better with age. It's true of a fine wine, a happy marriage, and opportunities to save money. People of a certain age can get discounts ranging from 5 or 10% to 25% or more at restaurants, shops, and other businesses. Many times, they'll promote those extra savings, but Jim Miller, senior editor of Savvy, told Oklahoma's News 4, sometimes you have to be proactive.
So the first thing is you always need to ask, because a lot of businesses and organizations offer senior discounts, but they don't advertise them, so don't be shy about asking.
To save time, you can search online for lists of up-to-date senior deals at large retailers like Amazon, Kohl's, and more. If you're willing to dive a little deeper, you can find more discounts in a variety of other places. And if you're looking to stay healthy, Silver Sneakers is a program that provides fitness classes for those on Medicare at no cost. That's right, you don't get a bigger discount than free. So, are you taking advantage of the big senior discounts you're eligible for? That's a key question to consider, and it's one of the 23 retirement cost cutters for 2023. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
To obtain your free copy of 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023, reach out to J.R. and Anthony at 623-523-0444 or go online to anothermoneyshow.com.
Are you concerned about market volatility, rising taxes, economic uncertainty, and how it could all affect your future in retirement? Then tune into Another Money Show to learn how you can protect and grow your hard-earned money. Another Money Show, every Saturday at noon, right here on 960 The Patriot. Protect your hard-earned money today and learn more at anothermoneyshow.com.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. Be sure to rate us everywhere you listen to podcasts and leave a review.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate your support. Thank you for telling people about us. We're a little fish in a big pond, so we need your help to grow. Please make sure you let people know about us anywhere you can. So back to the world around us. So the commander-in-chief goes to Ukraine. They do these air raid sirens to make sure we know that it's an actual war zone, at least a photo op zone. So the heartburn that I have, you know, it's not a political show. I have to say that over and over. How do you tie that into finances? Well, we're going to play a little clip for you. We have a failing Social Security system. I mean, you got to see it. It's a political mess, so nobody wants to address it, but it's coming. So whether we fix it or not, it's going to fix itself when it runs out of money. But anyway, so we're broke in this country. We have more than half of the people are living paycheck to paycheck that are making good money in this country. We've got credit card debt that is going through the roof. Auto loan debt, subprime auto loan debt. The interest rates on mortgages are going up. It's such a mess financially in this country. And when you talked about RMD and I make a joke about, well, where are they going to put your money? It's not a joke. I mean, listen to this clip.
It's going to deliver much needed humanitarian assistance as well as food, water, medicine, shelter, and other aid to Ukrainians displaced by Russia's war, and provide aid for those seeking refuge in other countries from Ukraine. It's also going to help schools and hospitals open. It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket.
So that clip, I mean, do you want to hear it again two or three times and let it soak in? Are you kidding me? The commander-in-chief of this country just basically assured another country that we're going to keep their pension system solvent from falling, however you want to read it. And by the way, whenever we say we're going to give somebody $1 billion, they can count on two. We all know that. I mean, everything seems to be kind of underestimated when it comes to money. Anthony, jump in here before I stroke out. I mean, don't you find that insane?
No, I mean, we've spent the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe, talking about the debt ceiling and how our country can't pay its own bills starting as possibly as early as this summer, yet we keep shipping money out. And it's one thing to fund a war, right? I mean, that's its own separate discussion, but now we're going to set up a pension plan for another country, which is great. I mean, because we set a really good example because ours runs so smoothly. So obviously it would make sense that we, you know, we take our good nature and our genius business skills and social security skills, and we, you know, we try to teach others our ways.
Yeah.
About we're running broke. Up their debt, and you know, who knows what their debt is, but apparently they got this influx of money coming in, so they're doing all right. Is that what we need to do? Does the US need to be the one to start the next world war, and then we'll just ask for handouts for all the countries that we're bailing out all the time?
Doesn't work
other
that
countries,
way.
Never bailing out our own people, but bailing out other countries.
Yeah, get me started. Get me started on homeless. Get me started on veterans. Get me started on an active duty military that are be told to get food stamps to supplement their income so they can get by properly. You know, no, it's just insane. And it's infuriating, because what do you do about it? If you're worried that your vote doesn't count, it's not like, well, you know, we've got two more years of this administration and then we get one in that's fiscally conservative and responsible. I don't know. Are you sure we're ever coming back? I still think how this ends: stock market collapse, real estate market collapse, banks close their doors and do what's called a bail-in. We haven't talked about a bail-in in a few weeks, our bad. And then we have a digital currency. So boom, you know, what kind of cover do we need for all of this to take place? I don't know, UFOs, balloons, train derailments, World War III on many fronts. You know, I don't know what ushers it all in, but I know, and Anthony, you've said since you've been in the office, there's always something to worry about. I understand that. I promise you I do. I manage money into the future without a crystal ball and have for over 25 years. But you know what? There's never been this many things to worry about at once. And my fear is if one or two things go, it's like dominoes and they all go.
Well, before, actions would have consequences too. So yeah, there was always something to worry about. But when that hit, there was consequence for us. Right now, we have so many things hitting with zero consequences for a very long time, which means, you know, nothing goes on for forever, except for us talking about FDIC bail-ins and, you know, all the financial woes of this country. So if you like hearing us talk about all the financial woes of this country, you can check out Another Money Show wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, iTunes. Please like, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your mother, tell your brother, tell everybody about Rochford and Associates and Another Money Show. We will be right back after this, and we will get into kind of what you can do about it in your personal situation, because you can't control what's going on with our financially poorly run country, but what we can handle is your own situation, and we are here to help.
You're listening to Another Money Show. Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to leave us a rating and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. Thank you, as always, for being with us. We appreciate your support. So, you know, I haven't done a shout out to Mike in a while at Frank's Honest Auto. But Mike, if you're listening, thank you so much for referring people our way. That's our bread and butter. That's how we keep going. And thank you for taking care of Jay's Honda Accord. So it's running well. We still have to get the alignment done. I know you told us to get that done sooner or later. We got to get that done. So reminder for myself, get Jay's car in. Anyway, back to the end of the world. Actually, if the world ends and we go into World War III, that alignment is not going to be all that important. So skip that. So
yeah,
back to, you know, Anthony, you brought up, you know, I wasn't putting that together. I'm looking at this long game and I'm like, we are absolutely broke. Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, everything is off. And the reason that it's always bothered me, it's like, it's for you, Jim, Jay, younger people, Kiana in the office. If you haven't been into our office, by the way, you need to set up an appointment, sit down with us. You'll get to meet the wonderful office manager, Kiana. Shout out to her too. We don't do that often enough either. We're out talking to people. We're on the radio. She's sitting there doing all the work as usual. So we appreciate you, Kiana. Anyway, you guys are the ones that are going to have to deal with this. You know, it's coming. When they talk about 20, 34, all these times, you know, I'm almost 60. So it is what it is. I mean, I've saved what I can. You know, I have a trust. I have long-term care insurance. I've put everything I can in place to not have to worry about things. And it's out of my hands. You guys, if you retire at 60 or 65 or whatever, you know, you put money in since you've been working into these systems and they're all broke. So, you know, the end game is we have to get back on track financially somehow. And unfortunately, I think it means we're going to have to do a reset. So, but you brought up the immediate game. You know, this is February. The commander in chief is in Ukraine talking about how he'll help them have some money in their pocket and their pensions when we're going to be out of money in June. I mean, I'm not good with math or numbers, but that's only like 3 or 4 months out. That goes pretty quick.
And I want our listeners to think of that guy in your family that's constantly borrowing money and not doing anything to ever pay you back. And think of, because every family has that guy, right?
That's me. You know, I'm
JR
that guy.
Is that guy in our family.
Yes. That's why I'm not worried about Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. I have you. I'll just keep borrowing money from you. You're right. The one with no kids, no wife, multitudes of cars. Of course, only one of them runs, I'm sure. But you're the money bag.
Mechanic with no running cars. That's exactly what I'm like.
Yes.
But that's why I've got Frank's Honest Auto, if he would just work on the old Beamers. Anyways, off topic. But think about that. Is everybody in their family has some guy that's always mooching and borrowing money and just doing dumb things with it. Well, eventually you're going to cut that guy off, aren't you? Who's going to cut off our government? They've shown no steps to bettering our situation. They keep kicking the can down the line. Again, they've raised the debt ceiling 78 times since 1960. There haven't even been 78 years between now and 1960. That's more than once a year they're raising the debt ceiling because they don't set a budget and the debt ceiling means nothing. So, you know, the market had a rough day yesterday and whatever their excuses are, you know, truthfully, it doesn't matter because it's all fugazi. I mean, you can write an article on why the market moves, but I don't believe in any of it.
I looked into it yesterday because I was like, wow, you know, down, whatever it was, 700 points. It's like, you know, the broad index levels were down over 2%. So, you know what I found last night and this morning? Because the minutes of the Fed meeting are coming out today. Let me remind you, today as we record is Wednesday, the 22nd of February. So the meeting minutes are going to come out and people are going to scour. And they're going to look for what's coming. And are we going to raise interest rates? So you're telling me yesterday had a little tantrum because tomorrow we might find that they're going to raise interest rates 0.75 point. Who gives a darn about any of this stuff? It's like, come on, this market is heavily manipulated. You know, need I remind you, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is only 30 companies. You know, we have high frequency trading computers that are smart. We're not smart. We're emotional. You've got people like us, you've got advisors that are out there time after time saying, buy the dips. Yesterday was a great day. You should buy stocks. You know, when are you going to tell people sell the peaks and don't just tell them buy the dips, but that, you know, that's for another day. But it's infuriating to me how every single thing that I look at, I have questions about. I think it's all off. Anyway, what can you do about it? Let me give some good news. Let me give some solutions and not just problems. You might want to grab a pen, kids. If you're an engineer like Anthony, grab a pencil, you know, but let's give you a little sample plan. Let's give you an idea on some things you can do right now. You know, the world's weird. You know, these train derailments, it's like, first of all, I think they should put bright yellow stickers on the trains if they're carrying hazardous materials, maybe even have a pace vehicle, you know, that kind of guards them, but here nor there. So all of a sudden there's a little bit of snags again with food plants. And yesterday there was a steel plant explosion. I guess a couple of people died. It's like, it just seems like a lot of stuff is going on that doesn't make sense to me. So what do you do about it? The first thing you have to do, and I realize some of this doesn't seem necessarily financial, but the first thing you have to do is be ready to be in your own home for maybe 30 to 60 days. You know, if the people at FEMA or whatever, DHS, if they say you should be able to be in your house for 3 weeks, I would say you should double that easily. So you need to make sure you have some food and water. You know, I mean, I used to kind of itemize for people. You need to have 5 gallons of water for each adult, for each, you know, large size dog. So you need to kind of start making some room under your bed, in your closets, whatever, for some food and water. You should see our friend Marcy and get a tower garden. You know, we believe that you should be able to generate some of your own food. You know, we can get into heirloom seeds and stuff you can do if we really have a long-term snag. But, you know, so have some food and water. The second thing I would do, you know, and that's because every day there's an emergency, by the way. That's the conspiracy theorist, doomsday bunker, you know, person to me saying that, you know, along with that, have some cash. If we have a cyber attack, if we have a power grid failure, if we have an EMP, a solar flare, whatever, you're not going to be able to get into your bank and they're going to close the door right away. And by the way, you're not going to be able to get into Walmart. You know, if you have cash, it's going to be useful. If you go to a farmer's market, it's going to be useful. If you go to a little convenience store in Buckeye, Arizona, or Taylor, Arizona, or someplace out of the city, you know, your big corporations are going to shut the doors. So cash will be valuable amongst each other. So, you know, as far as the actual financial matters, we need to look at your income. What is your income? How steady is your job? We need to look at what you have in the bank. You definitely need enough money for your bills, pay your insurance, all that stuff, your mortgage. But outside of that, put that money short term with insurance companies. You know, we talk over and over about these multi-year guaranteed annuities. If you're 59 and a half or older, it's a wonderful strategy. You could even look into it if you're not close to 59 and a half, if you're doing it strategically. You know, we have talked to a few couples that are extremely worried about the stock and bond market and the banks, and they don't want to have too much in cash. So they realize if you're under 59 and a half, there could be a penalty on your interest of money you put into an insurance company. We've talked about that. They're like, you know, the thought of a bank closing the door versus the little bit of a penalty on that money, I want to know more. So we've talked about that. We're big on hard assets. You know, hard asset could be a farm. It could be a vehicle. You know, if you're worried about EMPs, you may want to buy an older vehicle with a coil and not something with electronic ignition. You know, you can buy gold and silver. We talk about the pros and cons of that all the time.
Yeah, in moderation.
In moderation. Everything in life is moderation. I mean, if you have to mortgage your house or put a second on it to do the stuff I'm saying, it is probably not appropriate for you. You know, if you're really worried, if you're super worried, maybe you should sell stuff and do what we're talking about. But I don't want you to incur additional debt to get by, because that's usually not a good idea.
Yeah. Everything to get out of debt. I mean, that's number one. Well, number one is making sure, you know, if you have to stay in your home, you know, have a little cash, have a little food, have a little water. But number two is get out of debt.
For sure. You know, when people come to see us, you know, one underlying thread of people's finances, there's a lot of credit card debt out there. Seems to be getting worse. And unfortunately, interest rates, you know, now they're up in the 20% range. So it's not getting better. It's getting worse. So if you come into our office and you're like, you know, I'm in my 40s. I need to start thinking about retirement. We're going to ask you some questions. You know, you've got 30 grand to put in a, you know, Roth IRAs for you and your spouse or whatever. We're going to talk to you first about what kind of debt do you have? You know, is your car 0% finance? If not, should we look at that? Should that go first? We want you debt free by the time you retire, if at all possible. You know, we look at it like you should probably not really be investing until you're debt free, at least with credit card debt, probably even toys and cars and that sort of thing.
I mean, what are we going to make you safely that can beat 20% in the cost of a credit card?
You said the word safely, absolutely nothing. I mean, things are very, you know, you brought up last week or the week before that, you know, we have these opportunities with fixed annuities where some of these caps, you know, you can earn up to like 10% if the market goes up. If it goes down, you don't lose anything. I mean, that's huge. You know, our big thing, protect and grow in that order. Is the time going to be right where we start, you know, thinking the stock market's a great place to go? Maybe. I don't know that across the board it is right now. We have some people that it is still appropriate for, but not in general. So there's too many potential pitfalls right now. So with these insurance,
no, there's not, the government's going to raise the debt ceiling and we're going to have infinite amount of cash and we're going to print it out and we're going to give it to everybody and everything's just going to be fine because, you know, that's how it works. That's how it's worked for the last 3 years.
But they're not giving it to people in this country. They're giving it to people in other countries. Again, don't get me on the veterans, but when you tell a military person they have to get on food stamps while you're in another country saying you'll be okay, I have heartburn with that. That's just me. So, but anyway, these insurance companies, we can help you with money you can never outlive. We can help you make more money than you're making in the bank by laddering out.
I want to come back to that too, because we've been saying this. I mean, I know the radio show has only been going on for the last year. We're coming up on our 1-year anniversary very soon. But I've been in the office 5 years, JR 25 years. You know, the last decade, you've made a big push on just saying things are not okay. And we've had people come back and say, JR, you're wrong. Look how great, look how thriving everything is. Well, just because everything's thriving doesn't mean that you're wrong. So just because we're telling you, you know, at least for the last year, the debt ceiling means something, the amount of debt in general means something, fake cash that's being pumped into the system means something. Just because you haven't felt it yet doesn't mean that it doesn't mean something. I mean, everybody told you you were okay with housing until you weren't in 2008. Everybody told you investing in the stock market in these tech companies that don't actually have anything to sell is a great idea and everybody's making money in the dot-com bubble until it didn't. Everybody is telling you everything is fine now until it's not. But I figure if you're listening to this show, you're probably smart enough to at least see some of these signs. So what are you doing? Are you acting on these signs or are you going to keep your head in the sand just like you did in 2008, just like you did in the dot-com bubble? You know, where, at what point do you just accept, okay, I need to protect my money. I can't keep following the herd. You know, even though we've made all this money for so long, something's not right. At what point do you protect yourself from your environment? But, well, that went really quick. So I'm sorry, folks. That's it for today's show. If you like what you heard, if you have questions about any of the topics today, especially RMD, because I did a terrible job in that first segment trying to describe what it truly means. If you want to sit down with us to review your personal situation, you can reach out to us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Find us on the web at anothermoneyshow.com or listen to Another Money Show wherever you listen to podcasts. There are no minimums to sit with us. There's no cost for appointments. There's nothing to lose to get a second opinion. So until then, we will see you again next Saturday right here on 960 The Patriot.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.